overview of our joint symposium entitled Adaptive Management, a How-To Guide and the USDA NRCS Code 590 Standard. And I'm going to start with the definition of adaptive management. It was developed by the NEERA 1002 Multi-State Coordinating Committee and Information Exchange Group. It's still a draft because we're still working on these concepts. And I think we'll just read it there. I'll read it for you. It's an ongoing process of developing improved management practices for efficient production and resource conservation. So it's not only production, but it's also resource conservation. And there is some indications in the literature that if you want farmers to adopt concepts for resource conservation, you're probably going to have to present the information and have a different process than just for adoption of production practices. And that's what we have in here by use of participatory learning through a continuous systematic assessment. So that's the newer process that we think would work better for these situations. And the participants are going to have to include everyone, producers, ag service providers, policymakers, regulators, scientists, and other interested stakeholders. So there needs to be interaction with all the groups. One of the underlying thoughts on this is that if we only move forward as an agricultural community, especially on the questions of resource conservation, and the environmental community does not come along with us, then there's going to be problems. So we need to move forward together with this. This is a traditional process of adaptive management as it's shown in many of the books. It was originally developed by the ecologist. The idea was you have a plan, you implement that plan, then you have some evaluation of the plan. And then you use that evaluation to adjust the plan and then start over again. And down at the bottom, I have in green the policies or experiments learned from them. If you look into the literature, that's one of the innovative features, is that if you're going to establish a policy, any agency establishes a policy, essentially it's an experiment. And you should set that policy up so that you can collect some data, just know how your experiment's going, so you can make some adjustment to the policy in the future. And briefly, the history of the concept, if you want to go look up any information on this, it was done by two ecologists, C.S. Holling and C.J. Walters from the University of British Columbia. They subsequently went to the International Institute of Applied Systems in Vienna, Austria, and they published a series of papers outlining the concepts of adaptive management. And then Kai Lee from Williams College, Massachusetts, further extended the ideas. He probably wrote the best book on these concepts. And then it was about 1992. And then it's been used mostly in US, Canada, and Australia primarily. That's where all the literature is from, for management of fisheries, forests, and waterfowl. So the ecologists have used this idea on large scale watersheds traditionally. And we're really what we're doing is something quite different. We're looking at adoption on individual farm fields by individual farmers rather than working on an entire watershed. So what we're doing is somewhat different. And this is a draft diagram that we have to go in that we're thinking about inserting into one of the tech note. And I do want to also make an announcement that we have drafts of the first tech note on the back table for the Code 590 standard that Chris Gross will speak about later. So you could pick those up if you want to see those. And the idea that we have here is that we're talking about nutrients now, how do you manage nutrients better? And if you have a nutrient management plan, the idea with adaptive management is you should also have a plan to evaluate that nutrient management plan, so it's not a static plan. So you should build into the nutrient management plan some evaluation. In this case, I'm using nitrogen as an example because that's where we're primarily working today. But the adaptive management process could be used for an evaluation of any practice. So you would have a planned evaluation of the nitrogen management, and you perform that evaluation. That'd be the farmers would perform that. You'd learn from that evaluation some type of interactive session. So there'd be a process set up for the farmers to learn from that, and it'd be done in groups. And then there'd be adjust the nitrogen rate, form, or timing, or application method. And the farmers would then have a database guidelines on how to go about using this information to adjust that nutrient management plan. And the comparison, I made a comparison of adaptive management for nutrient management plans and a traditional nutrient management plan. And in adaptive management, we have this planning, which is central and core to the adaptive management. You have this evaluation based on that plan. Your evaluation is going to be on a field basis and farms. And then you'll have an analysis of both the individual data and the analysis of a pooled data set over all the evaluations that are being done, oftentimes on many fields. And then you have some interactive discussion of the data with the farmers, and it's not just their own data, the individual field data, but it would be the data that's been pooled so we can have a discussion and we can learn much more about what's happening on other farms and fields on other slightly different conditions. So, and you can end up with this, the objective really of the whole process is to get an improved nutrient management plan for both the individual farmer and then also to use that pooled data to develop improved guidelines for that nutrient management planning in the area or the state that you're working. So, the traditional nutrient management plan doesn't have these interactive ideas and does not have the evaluation of the plan. And so you end up with no data to analyze. And the farmers have learned through the traditional processes we use, traditional lectures, demonstrations, panels of farmers, it talks, and one-on-one with their consultant or with an ag service provider. That's the traditional way for them to learn. An improvement of the nutrient management plan is not typically done. It's usually a static document. It goes for at least 3 years and then is reviewed and a new nutrient management plan is developed. And so you have no ability to use pooled data to improve the best management practices within that nutrient management plan. So the assumption of our traditional nutrient management plans is that the best management practice, whether it's a nitrogen recommendation or a phosphorus recommendation or whatever the best management practice is, the assumption is that that is the best. And it's not going to be adjusted or changed going forward. So our adaptive management assumes that for an individual field, you likely don't have the correct answer if you're using a best management plan practice. So our symposium talk today is going to be just about the interactive learning portion of an adaptive management process. And this idea was suggested by Harold Van Ness in our committee meeting last year. And so we decided to go forward with it. And the learning occurs in interactive formats. That's actually a key function that is missing in a traditional, somewhat missing. We do this in the panels of farmers. We do this in demonstration trials. You're getting at this interactive learning so that the farmers have a better understanding of the data and more connection with the data, more ownership so that they do the adoption. So this symposium will demonstrate some strategies to promote this interactive learning. And I have a summary of the four methods of interactive learning that are going to be demonstrated today and some titles for them that might help you going forward. Tracy Blackmer will use a problem-based format to examine the question, why adaptive management? And we'd like to have you participate in the discussion of why adaptive management with Tracy. And then Chris Gross will use an information followed by practical implementation format. So he's going to provide you with some information and then ask you to have some discussions about how would you practically apply that information. He's going to be talking about the Code 590 standard with this change. How would you go about implementing that? Bianca Mobis-Kloon will use an interactive lecture format to learn about a specific tool for evaluating nitrogen management. That's the Adopt-N tool that's being used up in Cornell. And Sheila Havenstreet will use lessons learned format to examine how a cooperative agronomist uses adaptive management in her work. So, and we'd like to have interactive questions with her about her lessons learned and how she's gone about this. And Sandy Bell will provide a background information about the science of how adults learn and guidelines for facilitating the learning through interactive formats as our last talk. So that's the outline of our symposium. And I thank you ahead of time for your participation in order for this to be useful, or most useful for you. And I'd like you to interact and in the sessions, especially with Chris's session, Tracy's sessions, we're going to have groups of people discussing ideas. So there's more information available at the AgTech On-Farm Network website and also at the Bay Farms On-Farm Network about adaptive management, where he puts specific information about projects up. And if you could join our NEERA 102 Multi-State Coordinating Committee and Information Exchange Group on Adaptive Management. And you can email me if you want to join that group. I can send you the information. So. Okay, Sandy's going to give just a few instructions about our format today and how we want everybody to participate.
Good morning, folks. I was voted at the presenter's table as most likely to be bossy, so I just want to kind of give us a little bit of ground rules to make the sessions work this morning. And actually, we're looking pretty good. The only change I see is maybe Harold and Bianca might want to move to the presenter's table. And unless you want to be part of the groups, that'd be fine. And then maybe just one person move up to that table. So there are four. But other than that, things are distributed really well. Part of my bossy role will be Gestapo-like timekeeping, and so I just ask, because we're trying to demonstrate a lot of different formats, and part of it will require some precise timing on our part and your part. So I'll ask folks to either wrap up their discussion or to put their ideas up on the wall in a timely fashion. So thanks in advance for that. And that's it, and I'm just going to turn the floor over to Tracy.